my God. I just blew my own brain.
Sheesh.
You're going to die.
Give me 1 second because I still have tears in my eyes.
He's dying inside.
You have a grumpy face by default.
Man, I don't even live here.
Did I remember my keys or am I just stupid?
Oh, I don't like how this is going.
I think it's for dummies.
God, I smell dog shit.
Welcome to the Absurdity Podcast.
Woo!
We're back after missing a week.
So this
last week, you know what? It was crazy. Last year, we only missed 1 week, and that was at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And this one was the second episode of the year.
Yeah.
Would have been the second episode of the year.
No, that's so good.
The second to last week of the year, and then the second week of the year. Yeah.
Well, guys, first week.
We've really just been dropping the ball here lately, boys.
Yeah, we'll get back into it. Don't worry.
Actually, I quit.
We've all been dying.
Okay, well.
I forgot to tell you, I actually am moving to New York.
Well, I forgot to say this is the last episode. Just kidding. Follow us on Facebook at Absurd Entertainment. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Absurd69. And subscribe to our Patreon.
We got one.
Oh, yeah. She went for the highest tier, so we have to do a shout out.
That's on you, big dog.
Shout out.
Kaylee Clark.
Kaylee Clark's a hero.
Golf claps.
That's not how you clap on a golf course.
I've never golfed in my life. So.
That's true. I've never golfed in my life.
Thank you for subscribing.
Our number one first subscriber. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Very much. Hero.
Thank you for enjoying the content enough to give us your call. Hard-earned cash.
Not only a Patreon, but a patriot. God damn it. You've served this country well.
Okay.
The irony in that statement is hilarious.
I didn't know how I feel about all that. Anyways.
God damn America.
You got your shout out. Congrats.
Hero.
Pew pew. Absurdity Pod on Patreon. If you need a link, I'll put it in the episode description.
Yeah, put it in the episode description above. It's above.
Can you make it also serve a sausage?
I don't know why I don't do it for every fucking episode. But
I mean, you could. But also, if you just want to support us in the episode description, you can just click that. You don't have to subscribe to our Patreon. If you want to give us like 50 cents or a dollar or, you know, just a one-time lump sum because you enjoy our sultry, sexy voices and our ridiculous humor. Yeah. that's really the only two good things we got going for us. So, if you like it, just,
my long hair
above, click it.
Yeah. Pay us. And if you don't know when the episodes are going to come out for some reason, you know, on YouTube and on Spotify, there's a little bell you can click there. That'll give you a notification every time we upload a video.
Speaking of YouTube, you can subscribe there as well. Absurd Entertainment.
Yeah. Go follow
us.
Follow us. Bell.
What's up, guys? I'm Cameron. I did not prepare a luscious dad joke this week. That was rude.
God.
That was also rude. So
I have one if you want.
You want my dad joke?
I have a dad
joke. Say it for me.
Why did the Scarecrow win so many fucking awards?
Why? Why?
Because he was outstanding in his field.
Boom. That's my dad joke.
I really thought that they were going to be like fucking awards, like adult video awards. And I was really excited for that, but it didn't happen. So,
because he was out fucking standing.
He was fucking and standing.
Guy's got stamina.
What's up, guys? DK here. And you know what? My brain is just off. Like the 2 weeks, dude, it's been like, because not only did we miss this show recording, we missed D&D. And so my brain doesn't know how to record.
Everything's off.
Everything's just wacky right now. So, my first fact of 2022.
Oh, fuck. It is 2022.
It's 2022.
That's so weird to think about.
Is you right there. You.
You're a fucking fact.
You're great.
Boom.
And boom. There's more people that appreciate you than you even know.
Yeah, who's back there? Who's behind
me? Yeah, that's the fact of the week. Yeah. Love yourself, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
I'll keep loving you, bitch.
Oh yeah, we got a new voice at the table.
We do.
I mean,
I am
that one. That one's new.
Corporeal.
But corporeal.
I'm just a voice.
He's just a new voice. Oh, man, he is. Oh, he is.
No, you are a face too.
Hi. You are a face.
You are a face as well.
But yeah.
Yep.
I'll just let this guy, this handsome man, introduce himself.
Yeah. You handsome son of a bitch.
I'm not a fart today.
He is not.
I am in fact a man named Luke.
What up,
AKA
Luke?
Big Dirty.
Oh,
AKA Rogue Clown. AKA Yo.
Just Yo.
Just Yo. People get really confused in public.
So yo, like, what?
Dude, I don't know you.
Stop, man. Stop. You're confusing me.
Dude, I'm here for fun.
He's here for fun. Well, always.
Oh, yeah. Business and pleasure, baby.
Well, thank you for joining us. If you don't know, you should check out our other podcast, Chaotic Stupid, a quote-unquote D&D podcast. I'm not going to get into this.
Yeah, if you've never seen that, you wouldn't get
it. You wouldn't get it.
Fucking thing.
Yeah, you wouldn't get it.
You wouldn't understand
it's too late.
But, this
it's never
is
too late. It's not too late. It's never too late.
Thank you, 3 Days Grace. I appreciate that.
Even if I say
I don't even want to introduce Luke. Like, you've ruined the moment so poorly that I don't even want to talk about Luke. But yeah, he's a voice. He's one of our players, one of the voices on Chaotic Stupid. We wanted to bring him along for the ride over here at the Absurdity podcast.
And not only is he a voice,
he's not just a voice.
He's also the creator of all music.
Woo!
In general, Stupid.
Mozart,
all music Floyd? On Chaotic Stupid. Comes from this
that gay guy with a mustache.
Go ahead, plug that SoundCloud for us, Big Dog.
I think it's Big Dirty.
Yeah. It'll be in the episode description.
Okay. It'll be in the episode description, right by that bell, baby.
But yeah,
bell bone babies.
You know it's me because the Muppet.
No,
the
Muppet. Oh, I forgot that.
The Muppet. Yeah, the Muppet will be
the
there.
Kermit voice. The oh my God!
Trust me, I've been on that SoundCloud way too much.
It's
Beaker.
His name.
It's Beaker. Beaker.
Yeah, it's Beaker. Yep. I'm on that SoundCloud at least twice a week.
Hello, everybody. It's great to see you again. It's Jake here. And I didn't come here with a fact because, as these guys said, it has been quite a while and we are all kind of off-put by the sudden catch of the vid by my lovely brother and his family. It was very unfortunate, but I am here to say that through these 2 weeks that I had almost...
I forgot
it was about to get serious.
I had to break the tension.
Here's a gust of wind.
In the time that I have had, I have gone.
You disgust.
Sorry, Jake.
Because not only did I find out that my temp agency does not pay holiday pay over the holidays.
Oh. Yeah.
So my car payment of $390 compared to my paycheck of $370 it didn't go terribly well for me.
No.
And I had 2 5-day weekends to contemplate my life, and I had approximately 4 or 5 midlife crises around the age of 24. So I've had a lot of time to think about things, and I want to say that I'm starting to come to peace with who I am and things I'm doing, and I have over the last couple of days I've found this motivation to actually get things going. Like, my house is looking good.
He quit jerking off, ladies and gentlemen.
Not quite yet. We might get there. Ladies. We might get there one day if I can find love eventually.
I mean, to rub salt in the wound, but I am off for Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
No, I had the days off. I just didn't get paid
for it. He doesn't
get
paid for them.
I mean, yeah. I get paid for mine, though.
The business I work for paid for the holidays, but the temp agency didn't pay for the holidays.
That's rough.
And also today I had turned down a job offer. I have another job offer technically lined up. Like, I have an interview lined up, but I don't know if I want to take it because it's an industrial assembly job.
I was about to ask what industrial work is.
But it does pay more and it'd be shorter shifts. But
what happened to hiring on with your job that you're at now?
The issue is the pay raise I'm going to get is going to be like it's not going to be terribly too much. And then when I go to a biweekly paycheck, they're going to take more in taxes out of my paychecks because I'm getting paid weekly right now. Yeah. And instead of weekly, I'll get paid biweekly. So that means I'll have like less paychecks, but more money in them, which means by percentage, I'll have more taken out. And also my paycheck's not going to increase that much. And once I get my first pay raise, I'm going to have to wait quite a while to get another one. And, you know, dire circumstances. I mean, I'm in a very, very, very tight spot. I mean, I'm literally breaking week somewhat less every week sometimes. And that's actually with me cutting off a lot of shit. I have not as many luxuries as I used to have. But I got a call today from UTI, the upper...
I had one of those once.
You had one of those? Yeah, I had a couple of those. That's not true. I've never had a UTI.
I've never had one either.
I've heard they're very uncomfortable.
I was just here for the jokes.
But it's United Tentacle Institute. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they're offering me to go to Texas to do automotive, diesel, and welding training for 24 and a half months, or choose one of those I want to do that I'll have. It's for all of them combined.
20, it's just weird, 24 and a half months.
And I have 24 months left of my education, of my free education. But yeah, they would give me an apartment and everything. So that's another thing on the books right now for me of potentials. I'm stuck in the decision of, do I want to go for my dream of like trying to do something like acting, music or something? Or do I want to kind of go like a trade route and like learn more on hands kind of things? And so this could be my fifth midlife crisis at the age of 24. So
you can do both.
I can't. That was a thought. It was like, if I used my stuff for the trade jobs, I could use the money from the trade jobs to help me further in other places.
Yeah,
there's a lot of opportunities, but also I'm getting a lot of things underhand. I've started taking physical notes of my schedule and my budget and everything. So every time I'm doing something of that nature, I actually put it down by hand in a notebook, which has been helping me out a lot.
Nice.
So if anyone thinks that they're anywhere similar to me mentally, like going through any kind of the similar stuff, find it hard to make plans, find it hard to like get things going, to actually like remember to do things, I'm telling you right now, writing them down, like there's just something about like physically writing it down and watching yourself do it that it like just ingrains itself in your memory. And so if you do that enough for your schedule, your budget and everything, it like the things you're doing kind of like lock in a little bit more. You have that like, you're like physically touching instead of like just typing it onto a phone. There's something about handwriting it. But yeah, give it a shot. It helps out a little bit for some people.
For some people.
Well, everyone's a different case. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there could be someone that like acts and looks just like me, and you know, they could have a completely different way of learning. But yeah. So
looks just like you.
I know, depressing,
like
right?
Doppelganger or I wasn't gonna go that route. I wasn't gonna insult you. I was just a little baffled by exactly like you. Like
that's what I'm saying. Like someone could be like so close to like you think someone like, because I had a conversation with somebody. I'm not gonna say names. I said I wasn't gonna talk about it on the show, but I won't.
Here we are.
It's a very interesting story that like it's put some things into perspective about people's lives. And this happened like literally. I'm leaving work, coming over here. I see a guy. I'm leaving my work's parking lot, and I see a guy limping, wearing a jacket and a beanie. I'm like, all right, well, this guy, like, he's about to walk past the fencing into the road. Like, just go walking. I'm like, all right, well, I'm not just going to let this guy go walking. And as I get closer, I see this says United States Marine Corps on the back. I'm like, oh, hey, like, it's a brother in arms. Like, let me go help this guy out. He gets in the car and he starts explaining everything to me. Cause of course I'm asking him like, hey man, how's it going? Like, what's up? And, this man like recently lost his wife. Like had a bad alcohol problem, broke his leg, broke his ankle. And this is his first job in a while. And it makes you remember, like, cause I was thinking of like, I came home from the Marine Corps and I didn't have any money. I had like either through transportation or faults of my own, I had no money when I came home. And if I wasn't in the position where I was, where like I had, like you were able to pick me up from the airport and, our dad and my mom were able to like let me be in the trailer that I was in before I left for the Marine Corps, and they were able to like kind of watch over me. If I didn't have that, I'd kind of be in the same boat as this guy. Just kind of like fucking like just trying to get by. I'd probably still have a severe alcohol problem that I had in the Marine Corps that he also had in the Marine Corps. Like I see it's one of those things where like you kind of realize that everyone kind of lives on a similar path, that just different environments and different decisions really do just develop the person. And you realize like that could have easily been me if I just hadn't been lucky in the position of my life. Like this guy just got the shittiest of the shittiest like luck and positioning and everything. And like I said, that could have been me. That could have easily been me if I just wasn't lucky. Like I didn't deserve to come home and have it as easy as I did. I should have struggled a little bit more because I was an ignorant kid still. So, I mean, I should have suffered more.
You
mean to
say you should have?
I needed to learn lessons that I didn't get to learn through the Marine Corps. Like there was life lessons I needed to learn about you know, more responsibility and everything, right, and like actually getting my life together. The Marine Corps can't teach you because they walk you through too many things.
Yeah, that's like I've had a lot of friends who who had that same like.
It's a group mentality.
Yeah, it's like a,
it's not like a single thing.
It's like it's a prop, like a group of a large portion of men who come out of the army are still, you know, just a kid that went into the army, yeah, and they don't have like the basic
mentally,
life
they
skills.
Don't mentally, yeah, age.
You don't know how to get a mortgage. Yeah, you don't know how to pay rent or like get a, like worry about electrical or water or food or anything.
It's just all because all you did was. Everything was like, here, this is your housing. This is
your, it was already taken out of your paycheck. You never had to worry about it.
Yeah, you never had to think
unless
about it.
Unless you stayed in the military long enough to where you actually could get a house, and then you just had so many benefits. You never, that's also something else that like people in the military, like I have respect for most people in the military. I still know and talk to a lot of them personally. And I mean, you forget how difficult life can actually be when you're not just handed your necessities.
Yep. Yep.
When you're given housing, when you're given free food, you don't have to worry about water, electricity, transportation. You don't have to worry about your job because a lot of the times a bus will take you to your job at the allotted time you're supposed to do, and you come back every day at the same time. Like you lose a lot of the respect for life. But this guy, when he left. And I mean, this guy, he didn't have many people. He had the Marines he knew like on Facebook still and talked to that. But besides that, he didn't really have anybody.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I choose to put myself in these positions where I told you earlier, I was like, I told this man like, cause, and I mean it, like I told him like, if you need anything, here's my number. Call me anytime you need anything. And with me knowing, like, I don't have, like, terribly too much to give, but I'm like, I'll talk you through whatever you need. Like, if you're, because he's like, all I have left is I have a PlayStation, a TV, a bed, and my three dogs. And, like, the house isn't looking too good. The garage door is broken from the top. So it's Jesus. Just like, I looked at him like, oh, man. But yeah, I mean, this is now something that I'm going to have to be like, I'm going to be dedicated to this guy for a while because I'm like, I'm not letting this guy go down this path. I mean, he's working a hard job as a guy who just got off of like having like a really bad alcohol problem. Kind of like he hasn't gone off of alcohol. He's just, me and him are talking. He's just like, I can't afford to drink. I can't afford to lose this job. I'm like, hey man, if you need to talk, like I'll get you through it. Like I'll do my best to help you. And he works in the same job I have now too. So I'm going to try to keep an eye on him. Try to make sure this guy's okay.
Right,
I'm too much of a loving person, goddamn it. I take care of everybody.
I mean, it's looking out for fellow man. That's really all it is. It's not a bad trait to have.
No, but it always costs me a lot of time and money and energy. Which again isn't a bad thing because I love doing it. I love helping people.
Complained about not having something to do. So
yeah, but I've also complained about not having time, money, or energy.
Well, you got a boyfriend.
What's his name? Don't say his name.
I'm not going to say his name out of respect for him because I do love this guy to death already. He's a great guy.
But he'll be on the show next week. I'm just kidding.
I found out he was a gamer. I was like, please tell me you at least have like a bottom line PC. Like, just let
he
me.
He has
like,
a PS5 or PlayStation. Not
he PS5. Has a PlayStation. I don't know. Yeah, I doubt it's a PS5.
Might be. A PlayStation
I mean, he's got a PS4. You can still cross-play.
Yeah, we can still cross-play.
We don't know what PlayStation.
I don't know what. I'm not going to
PlayStation 2.
I mean, hey man, I have fired up the PlayStation 2 in the past.
I still have
years.
A PlayStation 2 and Yu-Gi-Oh! Duelist of the Roses.
I had a PlayStation 2. I had a PlayStation 1.
PlayStation 2, the farthest I actually gone PlayStation. Then I gave up. Same thing with Xbox. I got the Xbox One, I guess. I didn't get the one after that and then the one after that.
I have the one after that. Not
you
the
do
one
have
after
the one
that.
After. Yeah, you have. Yeah. It was just so like out of nowhere, like all of a sudden I was here like Xbox One X and Xbox One S. And I was like, what's going on?
I have the One S.
You have the One S? No, the One S.
I don't have the other one.
Do you have the one that's just like basically a cube?
No, that's, I mean, there's One X and there's One S, which is the same thing. Just the One S is a smaller non-disc version.
But it's the one that like the new Xbox is the one that looks like a cube kind of, right? Like
I don't almost have like that a. One.
God, I really wanted the KFC one that was the
KFC one?
Yeah, the chicken cooker. The slow cooker for chicken.
I think it was just a chicken warmer.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was just it was made the same warm way those air fryers work. It like had that pull out bottom drawer. So maybe I think it actually is an air fryer that's also a gaming console. I'm like, that must be the world's greatest cooling system.
I can play Halo and eat pizza rolls.
Oh god.
It's like your CPU's running like so hot it's cooking your food.
Oh my god.
It's like a dream come true.
Do they really put a fan in an oven and make it an air fryer?
Yeah,
like
a convection oven.
Yeah, like yeah. Dead ass. It's literally like a small air fryer.
It's a wind tunnel.
Yeah.
A hot wind tunnel.
It's kind of cool. Hot.
It's like Jake.
It's a hot wind
tunnel. I'm a hot wind tunnel.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You are.
That's what they call me in college.
That's not good. It's not good at all.
Wait a minute. What?
Did you go to college?
I've been to college. I've been to multiple colleges, yeah.
Okay, walking on the campus doesn't count.
No, I took classes in multiple colleges, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm an alumni forever from my IT college. I can go back and take their courses whenever
alumni?
I want.
Alumni? Alumni? Illuminati?
Yeah, I'm the Illuminati forever. With this, for IT, yeah.
Alumni?
Yeah.
Alumni.
Alumni.
You tried.
It's spelled the same!
No aluminum? Nope, it's not.
Alumni, huh?
No.
Alumni.
Alumni.
Alumni. It's alumni.
Alumni would have an extra I.
Alumni.
No, it'd just be one I.
Alumni would have two I's.
No, it's just Minai, which is M-N-I.
Minai. No. It'd be M-N-I.
M-N-I.
Or as the British call it, Omni.
Omni.
Alumni.
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 Alumni. Anyways, on to actual funny topics. Shit, we don't have any. We'll see you guys next week.
Aluminium.
Aluminium.
That's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny.
We have something fun.
The British are stupid.
We have something fun.
We have something fun.
Oh, shit.
But it'll be up to the break.
Boom, boom. Guys, I want to talk about something that I'm almost embarrassed to talk about, but I have a new... I've been... Okay. So I never once in my life thought...
Can't see that.
I would delve into the realm of Five Nights at Freddy's, the children's game.
Hey.
Boys, I have spent like hours of this past 2 weeks that we haven't been around each other. Rip. I've watched pretty much every... I've watched... shout out to Markiplier on YouTube, ooh, by the way.
I love that guy. Hell yeah.
But I've watched his playthroughs of pretty much all of the Five Nights at Freddy's games besides the newest one. I have spent hours like listening to Five Nights at Freddy's backstory lore.
It's
bro,
a trip.
Me too. Literally, that's what I've been doing as well.
It's no way.
How the fuck?
It's so, a trip. It's a big
so
trip.
I got a question about my parenting before you guys got here.
Was it me?
Yeah.
Oh.
My son has been on YouTube been watching playthroughs of Poppy's Playtime.
Oh,
okay. I mean, Five Nights at Freddy's spinoff.
Which is basically,
yeah, it's a Five Nights at Freddy's spinoff.
And he loves Huggy Wuggy.
Uh-huh.
I bought him the game. He's been playing the game on my computer.
Well, I mean, they're like jump scares, but they're not.
There's nothing.
He can't get anywhere in it anyway.
Yeah. Exactly. They're hard. They're
he tough. Just loves it. Like,
yeah.
Like, the first one, he's like, I know the code. Because he's watched it so many times, he was like, it's this color, this color, this color, this color.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, whatever, it's $5, fucking play it, have fun. Like, if you get scared and don't want to play it anymore, fuck it, whatever.
No, like, it's...
It's a good game.
And that's the thing is, like, I've watched, like, on the playthroughs and stuff like that, you really don't get... I mean, yeah, it's jump scare eccentric, but it's not, like, you don't really know the story of what's, like, going on.
Yeah.
But, like, if you go and delve into the story, it's like, oh, fuck.
Speaking of, did you know that Huggy Wuggy... is not his actual name.
I didn't know that, but lay it on me.
His name is Huggard Wugson.
That is a true fact.
I had to look it up because my son was like, you know, Huggy Wuggy is not his real name. I was like,
that's a street name.
No, I didn't know that.
He's a crip.
Schooled on it.
And he was like, that's not his real name. I was like, okay, I'll bite. What's his real name? And he goes, I don't know. I was like, okay. I guess I'll Google it.
And you found out.
His name's fucking Huggard Wugson.
That's like, great.
I like
which
the name
sounds
Huggard.
Cooler than Huggy Wuggy. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Freddy is Freddy Fazbear is his name.
But he's so. Still Freddy. Like,
I mean, yeah.
Fred, this is
Frederick,
Huggard.
I think it's Frederick.
Frederick
Fazbear.
Fazbear the Third.
See, they always sound cooler than the names that they're given in the game.
But, dude, like I don't.
Frederick
some,
sounds cool as fuck. I'd be friends with Frederick.
I don't know. It's just been a weird.
I'd be friends with Huggard.
It was a path that I didn't expect my life taking.
You get sucked in a fucking hole.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, it's great.
Speaking of paths that we didn't expect our lives to take, I have 35 victory royales on Fortnite because that's all I've played for the last 2 weeks.
Are we supposed to be proud of this moment? Or should
I'm not.
Here's the thing. I let him be silent so he can cut that out and edit because I know he's going to want to cut that out.
My kids have been asking me to play. They have it on their Switches.
Nice. And I'm like,
but
you've had the game for a while. Don't lie to me.
But on the flip side of that, the very last page of the battle pass is Spider-Man, and I kind of want to get it, so I've kind of been playing with
them. They sucked you in! You're a puppet!
So I've kind of been playing without them.
I'm sorry. I mean, sheep. No, enjoy your gaming. Enjoy
I'm level 75.
Enjoy your gaming experience.
I'm level 75.
It's like, I mean, I play Apex Legends, which...
It's pretty much the same.
I mean it's the same concept. It's a battle royale.
Yeah, it's
a battle royale.
I wanted to substitute battle royale for Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Because Warzone's new map sucks donkey dick.
It does. It's horrible. It's so small.
I hate
small.
It. It's so it. There's no. It sucks. It's horrible. I hate it.
I played it twice. It's so small. Like the circle is the size of the map when you spawn it.
It's absolutely god awful.
It is.
There's no good. I loved Verdansk. They should have just left it.
Verdansk was fine, yeah.
They should have just left it.
And you can't go back to the original now.
They took out Verdansk completely.
Are they not even going to put it on like a rotation? Because that's what Apex
does. No, they don't.
They have they don't put it on rotation?
They don't do. No, if they don't like...
They took it away completely.
Yeah. Yeah. When they make something new, they're like, this is our money thing. Fuck you guys and anything you want. But
and they're going. They went back to the Vanguard weapons. Yeah. So you like get like old World War I weapons and it's like... I'm sorry, that's not what I want.
Yeah, I've played World War II Call of Duty for decades, goddammit. We get it.
World War II. I got Warzone because I bought Modern Warfare. Mm-hmm. I want modern weapons, please.
I literally completely reinstalled Warzone in order to play the old Warzone map because I kind of missed it. I'm like, you know, I miss kind of doing solo and just being sneaky. And I installed, 180-something gigabytes worth of a game. Just to find out I couldn't play that map and the new map sucked horribly.
Yeah, new map sucks. Like, I'm about to uninstall the whole game.
I'm about to as well. I'm very... And also...
I'm free up a lot of space on the hard drive, though.
So, the way I like to play my Modern Warfare is I don't really play for the multiplayer. I like the trials and I like survival. They ruined survival because, you literally just die in, two shots in the first round as you spawn in. And then you can't do the trials because you used to, every time you ranked up, you would get a ticket. You would use a ticket to play a trial. Well, they decide they no longer wanted to make tickets, but they kept the trials there. But so, you know, a year and a half, 2 years ago, when no one had tickets anymore, they kept all the trials in there, but nobody can play them.
I can't.
And that is my... You still have tickets, son of a bitch.
Hashtag get good.
Yeah, it's you cannot earn tickets anymore. And that's my favorite part because it's just trials of trying to beat 36. Your own time and things.
Like I have 36 tickets.
So yeah. I know you said you got into Five Nights at Freddy's, but have you looked in the books?
Those are the
or have
next.
Have you watched the videos that look into the books compared to the games?
Yeah. That is what I have delved into with the whole. Oh my gosh, the whole fam, the two guys who created it and then the family.
William Afton.
William Afton, the main guy who did it. And
is
then,
there a big difference between the book and the games?
Well, the book tells you why these things are. Cause when you're in the games, all you are is you're a security guard working at a place.
They give you collectibles and little secrets you can grab.
But even then, they're so convoluted in the games.
Perspective in the game.
Yeah. But if you look, the books give you the word for what happened with William and Henry and what happened with Freddy Fazbear and why Freddy is the way he is and why
it's a narrated story.
Yeah, it's a narrated storyline of what's and Shy actually has the books. She wants
oh
me,
seriously
like, she
holy
wants, she's gonna
shit.
Let me she wants me to read Bro. she is the reason she is the reason I've gotten into Five Nights. She is she's a big Five Nights fan.
I can't believe we both got on that same shit at the same time. That's literally weird. I've been watching
synchronicities. What does it mean?
Except I've been watching Game Theory on it, except, you know, because I've already seen all the playthroughs and everything, but, and the new game coming out. That's what I'm watching right now.
Oh, the security breach?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's out. It came out in December.
That's what I'm watching.
Right, I want to play it.
It's still pretty glitchy right now. I think they still have a couple updates for it. But from what I've seen, because I've seen, as you said, all of Markiplier's original Five Nights at Freddy's. I've watched all through Security Breach. He struggles.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, he struggles.
Like it was.
But it's also the instructions. Like they need some editing done before it's like a really polished game. This one was like kind of pushed out pretty early. But they're also really ambitious on this one.
Like, yeah, this is completely like completely different because like it's an open world game.
Different
studio
too.
Yeah. Well, this is the second one. This is the second one in the studio because this studio did the AR.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're
One that came out before this, which I haven't watched.
Markiplier did that one too.
No, he's done all of them. Markiplier is the king of Five Nights at Freddy's. He wears the crown.
He screams it multiple times. Just watch him.
But
Daco too.
Yeah,
but most people don't know about Daco.
No, just Mark.
Not as bad as Markiplier.
I also think he's a very handsome man.
He is a very handsome man. Markiplier is a very. His newer look I don't like as much. I miss his long hair a little bit. But you know what? He's always beautiful. He's a beautiful man no matter what because his personality is golden.
Exactly.
He's a great man.
I used to be a huge fan of Mark, but now it's like I think I've burnt out.
You'll come back. I burnt out on him like four times, but then you realize there's not really much.
No one doesn't like Markiplier.
Yeah, no one does like Markiplier.
Well, I watched John Wolf, and he's a good horror streamer. He like only plays horror games on YouTube, but he doesn't. His is a more like sarcastic and because his channel was called Harshly Critical, so he would judge games like very harshly and very critically. But
like the name implies.
Yeah, but he's a lot drier and a lot less fake energy.
Yeah,
and
there are times where I do think that Markiplier does oversell it, but a lot of times I enjoy a lot of it. But there are times, where it definitely...
I feel like I need to dip in and then go back and then just dip in and go back.
Just dip in for a little bit. Yeah. Like, I mean, I haven't started, because usually like, especially all of his original Five Nights content, it's all like 20-minute episodes.
Yeah, it's easy to get through. Yeah.
So it's easy to digest, and then you get on to the next episode, and it's a completely different vibe for a little bit.
Yeah. His newer stuff is all basically like 45 minutes now.
Like those new, his Security Breach, he's got episodes that are like hour and
20. Oh, yeah.
He did a stream where he literally tried to finish the game.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to ruin the stream for you, but it's a couple hours long, and then there's another episode. So I'm going to tell you he didn't finish the game.
No, I've been waiting to watch the Security Breach ones. I've been, cause like, I can't decide if I want to buy Security Breach and play it myself or if I want to watch someone else play it. Like that's where
I think both.
Honestly, I think this is one of the ones where you can buy it and then still at the end of it go, okay, I still want to play that though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cause it's one of those things where it's like, you can, again, he doesn't play it necessarily well.
Yeah.
So you can play it like you can play it top tier and like really knock out things. I don't think he gets all the collectibles in it yet because he hasn't really finished it. He still says he's gonna go back and like do like basically their version of the 2020. So he's gonna go back and do it, but
I feel like someone needs to scale up every part of that game and see how fucking big it really would be, like in real life.
Because
it feels way too big.
I keep looking at that, I'm like, I can't even fathom the money in this.
Right. It just looks insane. It's like bigger than the Pentagon, it feels like.
I mean, I think it physically is by some of the things that come out of it. But it also kind of gets me out of the story because I look at that. I'm like, all right, but how does this tie in with the security guard? Like, that's where it gets.
See, I feel like it's heavy handed. I feel like it's the opposite. Cause
like it actually like explains it very well.
Yeah, I feel like if you follow the story, you like immediately get vibes. That's like, oh shit, I know what's coming.
Yeah, it's just there's one problem is I just don't read. Well, so I mean, I'm never going to read those books.
No, you don't even have to do that. There's like a couple of like really good lore videos on YouTube.
Yeah, there's very condensed versions.
Like I've watched a couple of them that were like an hour and 30 minute long.
Tilted like towards you.
Lore episodes, and they were really good.
Serious.
Is it actually from the top of this
user made content that gets put in there, like little video stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So you can actually get
references,
a feel
of
to where he's, because I mean, like I said, a lot of the digital media of it, it's very, very bare bones. Like what is actually came out from the source.
Well, it also was originally just one guy making the game.
That's what he made him up. Scott was the one guy. Yeah, Scott.
Is it
Cotham? Cawthorn, I think.
Shai's gonna kick me.
That sounds close. Yes. Yeah. I do like that he literally put out a bait game where it was just Freddy in the woods, and he was like, basically it was like a game, bit game that was just like things dropping from the sky and Freddy had to collect them in a basket. Yeah, he was talking about like, yo, I have this big game coming out that I've been working on for a while. It's really like this game that took him like 15 minutes to make.
Yeah, he's a troll.
He's a huge troll and I love him for it. It was funny when I saw, cause Mark did that one too. And he was like, what is this?
No, there's
he beat it though.
Five Nights. There's a slated Five Nights for 2022. Five Nights at Freddy's Plus, which I'm not sure what that's going to be. I bet there might be a little bit here.
I swear to God, if they're doing it without Scott.
I've been trying to look up the movie, like, because they've done so much shit with it. Warner Brothers dropped it, and then it got picked up by another studio, and then the director fucking from that studio left the project.
I just feel like it'd be so hard to like give it a proper story within a
that's
time period of a movie.
That's what the director said. He said
you'd have to do it like the way they do it. The games almost
that's,
like
that's what he said. He said he doesn't want to make any mistakes for Scott or like because so he just left because he couldn't do what like he wanted.
Yeah, it's a
deep game almost needs its own movie. Because you can't just stockpile like 1, 2, and 3 into a movie.
I feel like most definitely it's going to be a series, but
I think it should be. I'd be super excited.
It'd be stupid not to. It's because that's the other thing is there's
some money load just waiting.
Here's the thing. Like that is why this is the firsthand reason why I didn't get into Five Nights at Freddy's when it was blowing up. Because I heard about it and I heard it was a great game, but like it was
couldn't not have at that point.
Yeah, it was easy. It easily got like bandwagoned as a children's game.
Oh yeah,
because kids were playing it, and
it took a long time for that shit to like. For and the wave of people to
it's
understand.
Actually why a lot of people got off Markiplier was because they're like, oh, he's just playing a kid's game. Like, I don't want to watch that. That was a big thing.
But and with that, you the to make money at that point, you kind of have to cater towards your audience, which means catering towards a more kid-friendly audience, and that kind of sucks.
Merchandise. Spaceballs the merchandise.
But really, like, like, because you go down like any toilet, like Walmart or Target, and there's like a whole Five Nights at Freddy's section, and it's crazy.
Oh, I bet that was totally intentional from his perspective.
You
like,
think so?
Oh, 100%.
I
feel like that's the whole premise of Five Nights at Freddy's is that on the surface, it looks very cut and dry, black and white. Like, I doubt this shit. This is bullshit. But then when you go deeper into it, you're like, oh, fuck, this is not at all what the fuck I thought it was.
Understandable. Like, I can see that correlation.
Is what he thought, like, went into it.
Now, out of the games, do you think that the pizzeria gave the best, like, handing you the story in a way that you still kind of work for it, but I think they gave you the most story.
I was told to avoid the pizzeria simulator.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I actually genuinely enjoyed that one.
I think number 4 probably gives you the most heavy-handed.
Number 4.
The one where you're a child in the bedroom.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
It's just most people, again, like, took that.
God, I forgot about that one.
The complete wrong way. Like,
I think sister location is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Because it straight up tells you what, gives you what happened with Emily. Like, it doesn't give you what's going on, like, the character, like, because that whole part is a heavy part in the overall story, because the character you're playing, spoiler alert, is actually William Afton's son. You're playing Michael Afton. His son is the security guard in 4, and he's, like, a zombie for reasons that happen in other like it's the story. But in sister location you straight up see circus baby like from her perspective eating Emily and like and then it's like a lot of like throwback to what circus baby was feeling with Emily inside of her and all that stuff, which was really kind of fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, most of the story's kind of fucked up if I'm not
but
mistaken.
Like how they really started showing it at that point. Like, really, it was more
There was no hiding it.
Yeah, it was less of that 8-bit, like, this is how you get it, like, in a weird deconstructed way. It was more like, this is what happened. Mm-hmm. And I mean, yeah, it does the final scene where it shows Emily get bit, like, snatched up by her. It is in the 8-bit, and that's, like, the good ending.
But that's the good
ending. That's the good ending, yeah.
But no, even, like, getting to the good ending, like, it's just really cool. Like, I love the hidden stuff. But man, Five Nights at Freddy's, yeah. Hell yeah, Five Nights at Freddy's.
And for those of you who don't know, it's like a Chuck E. Cheese ripoff thing that's, like,
it's fucked up.
A deep story about two guys who created these animatronics who one created one blindly while the other used it to murder kids.
To murder
children. To murder children.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. So it is dark. Very dark.
And then
very
cool. Stuffed them inside the fucking robots. And then their souls got sucked into the robot programming. It's weird. It's fucking weird. Bizarre. It's definitely not a kid's game.
But marketing, baby.
Yeah, but it definitely looks like a kid's game.
I just want to state that I just now remembered one of a really good joke I heard. And the only reason I want to say is because it's absurd. And I heard it on YouTube. So these two guys were talking about Lola Bunny while they're playing Among Us. And the dude's like, Lola Bunny, I've been down that rabbit hole, pun intended.
Oh, no.
And every time I think about that joke, I giggle a little bit inside, but I also die a little bit. I want to drink whiskey.
Lola Bunny was my first crush. No. I'm not even gonna deny.
Might be my final one.
She wasn't my first.
But goddamn, she had those hips for days.
Yeah, she would.
Who was my first?
You wanted to yiff her?
Huh? I mean by technicality, yes.
Lola Bunny. Oh, okay, nope. Hey, there
goes by technicality. I mean, I guess. What music video did I just watch that was like a famous rock band that had furries in it?
Nobody knows.
Oh, it may have been 3 Days Grace.
I could see that happening.
Oh, who was it? Oh my god. It was definitely an emo band, and it was furries on a bus, literally in full fursuits, dancing.
That sounds like 3 Days Grace.
It might be. It was like old 3 Days Grace.
Never too late.
Fuck, it might have actually been that song.
I think it might be time.
It is time.
You think it's time? Should we? I don't want to end it on furries.
No, we're not ending it. We have quite a bit.
Oh, it might be time. Oh, it's time.
It's time to kick it in.
It is time.
It is time.
To high gear.
If you think you can find something better that's be less common knowledge.
No. Okay. I'm just saying I know that shit.
Okay. Jake not everyone has been wanting a hot beef juice part 2.
He has been.
So here we go.
Yes!
But this is going to be trivia.
This is real hot beef.
Wait, so I have to answer it or else I... Okay.
Well, here's... Yeah.
It's going to be you versus me.
Again. We did
whoever
this last
gets
time.
The most out of 10...
Oh, God.
...wins.
Can't
the loser...
Sure.
...has to drink this little concoction I made.
Dibs. All right, let's go.
I see it leaning to the sides of the
drawer. I might even put a little bit of this in there.
I'm immediately against it.
I'm so glad
that I told you guys I will never do.
I'm
going to
go ahead and say that.
Things.
I'm going to go ahead and say that if I lose, I will put some hot sauce in it.
But in order to not influence each other's answers, we will have Luke say 1, 2, 3. Then we have to answer.
Oh,
it's true. Or it's going to be true or false. So you have a 50-50 shot.
Yeah, you saw how that went last time.
Yes, I know.
I almost died.
That's what I'm banking on, baby.
Let me get a little scorecard going real
DK
quick.
DK is going to keep score for us.
I need some game music in the background right here.
Is the beer at the end?
The beer's on the next show.
The after show.
We take a little break.
We ain't done this.
It's the beer. There's one right there if you want it.
I'm ready for some.
Yeah, we can give you a beer.
We have a beer.
Is it?
It's not good.
Is it good though?
It's not bad.
It
wasn't bad. Wouldn't we give it a 7 or 6?
Yeah, 7. I think it was. No, 7.
We gave it a 6.
No, we gave it a 6.
I think we gave it a 6. It was
like, weren't feeling it. But yeah. It was like I think the consensus was it was one that we would drink again, but not one we would buy again.
Yeah.
I mean, I said fair. That I didn't want either, but yeah.
It is
welcome to Off the Rails.
You heard a can open, but it's not off the rails.
Not,
sorry,
not yet.
Sorry to inform you.
Well, the people here.
A sneak peek at the sound that they
99% of people here don't remember that. They haven't heard it in a while.
It's very watery.
That's a reminder. When that pops up, finish, you need to put a little pop up that says, like.
Here's Patreon.
Yeah, like, our Patreon link needs to pop up right as he opens that up.
All right. Sorry, it's guys. Just you want beer? Still not opening.
That's fine.
You son of a bitch.
That's just randomly scrolling.
Yeah, I'm just randomly like running my mouse in the circle. I mean, I'm
look behind the curtain here.
All right. I'm ready.
You ready? You ready?
I was born special. No, let's go.
I am.
Let's go, Big Dirty D.
Humans can catch warts from toads.
True. Oh.
But we know his answer.
I'm saying true.
Is it influencing anyone?
Sorry. Saying false.
I have to do the 1, 2, 3.
Apologies. No, it's just me and him. It's just me and him.
Oh. I'm not playing.
We're the game.
Oh, stars. Okay.
It depends. I mean, if you want to play, you have to risk
the boot, the juice.
Well, he has all the answers. He can't play. That's true. He knows.
You said true.
I said true.
You said false.
Yes.
Which one do I pick? I'll pick false. You are correct.
Damn it.
You are wrong.
I swear to God. It was probably
like, wrong.
That's what I would have said too.
It's just an old wives' tale.
Like they say you can, but you can't.
I think that's what I'm remembering. But then also as I thought about it, I pictured a man just licking a toad. And then I was just like, oh yeah, it's true then.
We were on par with the hurricane references because the next one's about a tsunami. A tsunami wave can travel the speed of a jet. True or false?
3, 2, 1.
False.
Oof. I would have said true. Let's see. Ooh, it's true.
Oh, really? Wow, that's insane.
I was picturing, I thought it'd be slow, but because it's such a mass, like.
I didn't think the speed of a jet?
600 miles an hour?
From that's an earthquake, insane. Baby.
I know, but I picture it's such a massive.
Damn, Nick, you scary.
It's just a lot of it.
Scary.
Yeah, it's a lot of mass.
Like a statue would move slow, but if it moved, it would move slow, but it's a lot of mass. Like, it doesn't need to be fast.
To be fair,
because it's so big, that's still.
I think that's why. It's like, I'm thinking like the way it looks. Yeah. Like, but it's massive. So,
yes.
If the sun was coming up on us.
And what you see is not the wave. It's, I mean, it is the wave, but it's not the start of the wave.
No.
It's not what's going on underneath the surface.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, right. Next question.
At the bottom of the sea.
The snow on Venus is metal.
The snow on Venus is metal. Well, I just learned that it snows on Venus.
3, 2, 1.
True.
Both true?
Yeah.
It is true.
Yes.
I was saying, because I remember, doesn't it like rain sulfur or something?
I didn't have to click to know that was true.
My goal now is to just answer the same as him.
So look me in the eyes. Fuck.
True.
It's when you take a test.
If we answer the same from here on out, I win.
There you go.
When you take the test, but you put like the T, but then the line extra, so it's a TNNF.
Question 4.
What does it teach?
Cows can walk downstairs, but not up. Them.
3, 2, 1.
True. Really? I swear I've actually seen that. He was walking backwards. That's what it was. Damn it.
Question 5.
While sleeping, you can't smell shit. Like, you can't smell anything, not just poop. Sorry.
Well, I mean, technically both, actually.
You literally can't smell shit. That's it. 3, 2, 1.
False.
Damn it.
It's true.
What?
Damn it. We suck.
Then why do they say you like when someone you brew coffee like that's what wakes you up? Like the smell of coffee.
Because
people are liars.
The same people that lick toads, I guess.
Well, it's because like you wake up and the first inhale that your brain processes is going to be coffee.
I guess when you're asleep, you're not really processing anything, so that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, like, I saw the cartoons of the wave that comes by.
I can't really use my head on these. It's not as common knowledge as you think.
Question 6.
The shortest war in history lasted only 52 minutes.
3, 2, 1.
False. True. I thought I might as well go for false. Like, it's going to be like 51 minutes.
It's false.
No!
We're tied, baby!
I wish they would give you the right answer.
Yeah, like, I would really like
the right answer. What was the shortest war in
53
history?
Minutes.
I thought there was one that was like super short. Like,
there was one that was extremely short. But
I feel like a week would probably be like the shortest.
No, I think it was.
I think there was one that was like.
It was one day, I believe.
No, I think there was one that was less than a day.
We'll have to look that shit up.
Yeah, but a day for...
We can circle back. Question 7.
Swallow gum and it stays in your body for 3 years.
Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1.
False.
That's right. False. Yeah. You were correct.
I remember being told that as a kid.
Yeah, me too.
Snakes eight, can monsters. Predict earthquakes.
Wait, repeat that?
Yep.
Snakes.
Gotta love that stuff.
How would we know? What sign do they give?
I just did it.
They hiss.
There's an earthquake.
Watch out.
How the fuck would they know?
Coming. There's an earthquake.
There's an earthquake over there.
I just imagine like the snake from Jungle Book.
Yeah. Just picture
2-1.
True. Because why true? Not? It's like, why not? Why would you lie about that? Why lie?
We're all tied up at question 9,
oh,
boys.
God.
Lightning never hits the same place twice.
Look me in the eyes, you son
three,
of a bitch.
2-1.
False.
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 Oh,
it can.
I've yeah. literally heard about this.
There's a conductor. Yeah. It's going to keep hitting the same yeah. spot over and over again.
Definitely can.
Empire State Building.
Question ooh. 10, boys. All the
if
marbles.
We get okay, listen, if it's a tie, we just go until the next person's wrong.
Okay.
I'm down for that.
Instant death.
I'll have to think of random facts.
I thought there was 100 on there.
I think it's just 10.
We can Google
I
more.
I could have sworn I said 100 on there.
We can Google more facts.
Below. Who knows? Anyways, question 10. The final question.
Only bitch mosquitoes bite.
I'm sorry.
Female mosquitoes.
Okay. See, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were challenging me to his masculinity.
I got it.
What are you, a bitch? Come on, bite me. Wait, so only bitch mosquitoes bite?
Only female mosquitoes bite.
Okay. Only female mosquitoes bite.
3-2-1.
False. True.
I feel like I know this and I would have said true. And it's true.
Boom, baby! Oh, man.
Oh, you open up the hot sauce.
Oh.
No, you got to just do this by itself. You can have the hot sauce when it's done.
I made a promise.
You can add something to my concoction.
I'll take a sip of the concoction, then I'll add hot sauce to it.
Pass this over to him.
Please take one down, pass it around. Hold it carefully.
So I was like, wrong. I got 8 out of 10. That's not bad.
So what the mixture is...
No, tell him after. After. Oh, yeah, I want to know after.
Okay, after.
I want to try to guess it.
Smell it first.
Mm. Who won?
Ooh, that's sweet.
How many did you win by?
You won by one.
Oh, literally, we were tied until the end.
Yeah, we were tied until the final question.
The mosquito.
You want to give this a sniff? It actually didn't smell that.
No.
It smells like you put like sweet, like a sweet honey in it.
I like the optimism.
I appreciate it.
I can tell you there's no sweet honey in it.
It's half full of that shit.
It's not even bad.
Well, that's disappointing.
Sorry.
With what I put in it, you'd think it would be. You might have to take a big gulp of it. Not just a sip.
Oh, I just am not.
You're gross.
Could have dealt without that.
Yeah, I told you. I need some hot sauce. What's your guys' problem?
Hot sauce.
That was way more hot sauce than I intended.
Rip your beehole.
What is happening?
You guys got some water somewhere?
Nope.
Because I made a promise, goddamn.
Yep, and now you have to fulfill it.
It's already on my lip.
You're the one who did
wow,
this.
That's not even that's not even the same substance.
Oh, good God.
That's different in every sense of the word. How much time do we got?
just
drink it.
Don't let it hit your lips.
No, went right down the gullet.
He hates his life so bad right now.
It's going to be so bad. It's going to be so bad. I don't even know if we're going to be able to record off the rails. It's going to be so
bad. We're going to be fine. We're going to be fine.
Well, Cam.
So what's in it? There is sweet jalapeno juice. Sweet.
I smell it.
I smell the sweet, yeah.
There is half and half.
That's the curdle. That explains the curdle. The vinegar in the... Yeah, okay, that explains the curdles that I was seeing.
There is Louisiana hot sauce.
Already some sauce.
And there is Worcestershire sauce.
Ah, Worcestershire
sauce. It was delicious.
See, that's like a marinade.
Yeah.
Besides the
yeah, it wasn't
half
bad at
and
all.
Half. Minus the
I know,
half
I,
half.
I had to throw in the half and half, yeah, just like just, throw the whole flavor off. Because the rest of it was like, okay, that's
you might
whatever.
As well blend some cheese in there as well.
I'm not crying, you're crying.
Oh, well,
that's bad.
I thought about trying to stir in some honey mustard.
That's what it was, honey mustard. I said sweet mustard.
But here we are.
But there's no honey mustard. Jeez. No, you said sweet honey. As if there's is there unsweetened honey?
No.
Yes.
Well,
should have removed honey. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, you'd have to. You have to process
that's
it.
Why
yeah.
it's honey.
I know. That's what I was thinking. Like, he says sweet honey, and I wanted to be like,
it's fructose.
You have unsweetened
like pure
honey.
Fructose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Straight out of a bee's mouth.
All right, well,
whatever.
Thanks for watching, guys. Get into the news now.
Oh, shit, the show's not over. Fuck. Let's go.
This is partially why I wanted to do this before the news, because now you have to sit through all the news.
Let's go.
So, a mafia fugitive arrested after being spotted on Google Street View in Spain.
Repeat that. I wasn't listening.
Mafia fugitive arrested after being spotted on Google Street View in Spain.
Get fucked.
I can't pronounce his name, but he was lying low near Madrid. But another photo on Facebook showing a distinctive scar on his chin confirmed his identity. A Sicilian mafia fugitive who was on the run for nearly 20 years was caught after being spotted on Google Street View. He is 61 and was tracked down to Galapagar in Spain.
Now, just making up words.
A picture showed a man resembling him chatting outside a fruit shop.
Dude, imagine like thinking that you're done.
Right?
And you just get scar.
You just get fucking Googled on, bruh. You got fucking Googled
you
on.
Big and then tech just fucked you.
Yeah.
And then Facebook to confirm.
Like, 10-year challenge, right? 10-year challenge. 10-year challenge. Right?
This is 20 years, though. He was on the run for 20 years. He's like, 20 years. I mean, think about the thing, all the stuff you've done in 20 years. You're like, yeah, I'm good.
Physically. Like, all of the worst things I've done in my life have been in the past 20 years.
Like, same, you're honestly. Like, oh, I'm good. I'm past it. We can move on. Nope. You've been arrested.
Fuck. Gotta love it. Gotta love technology, baby.
That's why they make those masks, like the facial recognition fucked up masks.
Mm. Break down.
I think there's one that's just some random white guy in the UK who makes them, and he just copied his face.
I saw a video of a guy who was wearing like a face mask of the bottom half of his face. So, like, it was like his mouth.
That's bizarre. And beard, I don't like it.
And this lady was like, sir, you need to put on a mask. And he was like, I'm wearing a mask.
Yeah,
and she was like, sir, you need to put on a mask. He goes, I am wearing a mask. She goes, sir, put on your mask. And he pulls it down. He goes, I'm wearing a mask. She's like, oh my God.
You just pulled your face off. Give me that second round, baby.
Man kicked off a flight for wearing women's underwear as a face mask.
Okay.
Speaking of face masks.
Well, but how thick was the underwear?
Has to be a face mask on flights now.
You can't even wear gators. I got in trouble for mine last time.
Yeah, I had to wear a full face mask when I flew.
Flooding it in trouble. They just told me I had to wear one. And then I had to ask the lady for three separate masks because every time I tried to pull it over my ear, it snapped off.
Because they get you the fucking dirt cheap ones that don't actually protect you.
That's rude.
I said fat head.
Oh, I thought you said fatty.
No, I just said fat head.
Oh.
I wouldn't call you fat.
You call my head fat.
That's not you.
Well, I mean, it is.
Shut up, fathead.
It's my head. This guy was ordered to disembark the United Airlines flight following his stunt, which he suggests illustrates the absurdity of having to wear a face covering on a plane until it reaches cruising altitude.
At this moment, I refuse to accept your puns.
So this is new to me. So once it reaches cruising altitude, you can take your mask off?
I was unaware of that.
Maybe on that flight.
Maybe.
They're just like, making shit up at this point.
He
God
said it's
it.
Absurd that he had to wear a face covering on a plane until it reaches cruising altitude.
What it probably is you're not having, like, it's probably not circulating more air.
No. Because at cruising altitude is when they do service.
Like, oh, so you can take it off to eat.
So you're not supposed to drink or anything like that until you're supposed to sit back in your chair with your, but.
What are you, my fucking dad? I paid for this goddamn ticket. I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
So he
kicked
was
off the flight pretty quick.
He was seen wearing a pink thong over his face as he sat in his seat before the flight from Fort Lauderdale to Washington took off.
Man's a national treasure.
Fort Lauderdale to Washington?
Yeah, it's a long flight.
Florida man. Fucking Florida man.
So yeah, that's
Florida man strikes again.
Was he white?
He was Florida man. Of course he was.
He was white.
Hey, I know some black Asians.
So have you guys ever watched Impractical Jokers?
Yes.
Not my brand of comedy.
Okay.
Not necessarily mine either, but I've seen it.
Do you know who Joe Gatto is?
Isn't he the guy who left Impractical
Jokers? Oh, so you heard about it too.
Well, he left. I didn't know that.
Yeah, him and his wife separated.
Oh, poor guy.
And so he left the show to focus on being like co-parenting for his kids.
Yeah.
And the internet did internet things and ripped him apart for still having tour dates going. But if you look at his tour dates, they're all on weekends.
Mm.
Times that he does not have his children.
Yeah, yeah.
And also on tour dates, he can take his children. He cannot take his children on set of on Impractical Jokers with how often they filmed.
Exactly. Like, you're still allowed. He's a comedian. He's still allowed to do his job.
And it's he. So basically, he was working two jobs.
Yeah.
He's filming the show and doing stand up.
Yeah. And he's a parent.
He quit one job.
Yeah. To focus on
his kids. Still has to bring in money to take care of his children.
That's
so
totally.
He chose the one that gave him more time with his kids.
Exactly.
But the internet does stupid internet shit and ripped him apart for it.
Well, because it's so easy to read a headline and then have a reaction to it instead of actually reading a headline and be like, oh, wait, let me look at that real quick. And then researching it.
And then, of course, the...
Work's hard. Life's hard.
The major death.
My stomach hurts.
That happened. Of old Bob Saget.
Old Bob.
Oh, Bob Saget died?
Yep.
Yeah, this weekend.
He was found dead in a hotel room.
So what happens when you fuck too many goats?
They're saying it's probably a stroke or a heart attack.
Yeah. That's
or he was into autoerotic asphyxiation.
I mean, yeah.
David Carradine.
I mean, he's a crazy... Bob Saget was a crazy motherfucker. I don't know how he was on...
Still into drugs, one of the two.
I mean, I could see that. But also...
I doubt they'd make that public if that was the case.
No, that'll be non-public. Yeah, that won't be disclosed.
But I saw a thing that was like... Somebody commented and was like, why does anyone care? Like, not care that he died, but like care about why he died. Like, why are we posting that on the internet? They said, what's next? Betty White's dark side? Speaking of,
Betty White died.
Oh, yeah. We haven't talked about Betty White dying.
Somebody tried to say that Betty White's death was a sacrifice to the devil.
I thought she would live at least until 150.
No, I thought
I know that's probably like logically not possible, but Betty White was one of those people that I thought could
have been
pulling it off.
I expected another 5 to 10 out of her for sure.
She was almost 100.
Yeah. Like literally 2 weeks away. Like next on Monday. Like
I think
the 17th.
It was 7 days.
It's the 17th. It's January 17th. So she died on like December 31st.
Yeah.
She was the last victim of 2020.
They said, someone said, she lived through 17 leap years, so we're just counting that as she was 100.
Yeah, okay.
She died at 100.
I can see that.
I can't be too sad about that one, though.
About Betty White?
Yeah.
Yeah, once you reach that age.
So many people, and she's enjoyed her life.
Oh, yeah. She lived a full life.
Oh, yeah,
the whole time, she's been enjoying every second of it.
Yeah, no, that one I'm not. I mean, I'm upset, but I'm also like, she's lived a life.
Yeah. I'm glad she was allowed to live a life before she died.
I'm not saying that it's not sad for her family,
loved ones.
But
it's just like she was 99.
At that age
is like, you know what's coming at some point.
Yeah.
I think once they hit 80, you should start having the talk.
Yeah, I think.
I feel like it's just glad that it was peaceful and not like some horrible accident.
Yeah.
Or something.
Well, I kind of wish she would have gone out like coked out shooting at cops after robbing a bank. But, you know, I'll take this. That's fine.
Honestly, that would have been cool.
Yeah,
that would have been cool.
I'd have been like, you know what? Why'd they kill her?
I want an image.
She just let her go. She's Betty fucking White.
Yeah, I want a video of her like decapitating like a mafia head and then getting killed for it.
She's actually the one that killed Osama bin Laden.
She killed Epstein.
I watched this movie. We're running hella long at this point. But I watched this movie this week called The Man Who Killed Adolf Hitler. Or no, just The Man Who Killed Hitler and Then the Bigfoot. Actually a really, really interesting. It's Sam Elliott is the main character.
Sam Elliott.
And it's really, really cool. And
I know the name Sam Elliott. I know that's a really good name.
I know that's a really good
name. It's a great name.
I mean, that is a great name, Sam Elliott. That's a good name.
My name is Sam Elliott.
Yeah, exactly.
He has a really, really deep voice.
Whiskey drinker.
He does a lot of like he portrays a lot of country esque folk. He's the narrator in The Big Lebowski.
He's also a main star in The Ranch.
Yeah. He is. I forgot about that. Isn't he like the dad in The Ranch or something like that? But
he is The Ranch.
But no, it's a very interesting movie. It actually kind of goes into like a different like painting of like Hitler, but not like, it's not like super deep, but it gives you another idea, way to think about it, which was like, whoa, that could possibly be viable. But no, it's a very interesting movie. Highly recommend it if y'all like weird movies that when you get done with, you just want to ask what's in the fucking box. Because I never thought in my life there'd be another movie besides Seven where I would ask what's in the fucking box.
That was such a sad part of the movie.
But when you watch,
we all knew
the end of the movie.
We knew what was in the box.
No, you don't know what's in the box. We don't. Uh-huh. We have clues.
Mm-hmm. You have very clear clues of what's in the box.
Speaking of Sam Elliott in The Ranch, though, there's a part that he made like probably his best moment, one of the best moments in that show.
he holds up a carton of almond milk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you've told this story before. You've tried to get us into watching The Ranch before, and then you told this same almond milk story that Stan Elliott tells in The Ranch, trying to get me onto it, and I was just like, dude, I drink
I'll cut it out.
No, you don't have to cut it out.
I like drinking because
I want to leave this berating right now. No, and I'm telling you now because I'm tearing you down.
Yeah, hey, anyways, about that ranch thing going on.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, ranch dressing?
Yeah, ranch dressing.
Thanks for listening, guys. Crazy. But really, we need to wrap this up.
Yeah, we do need to wrap this up.
Please, please. I'm physically dying. Yeah.
Go to Facebook. Get that follow, like,
Absurdity 69. Absurd
Entertainment. Well, it is Absurdity 69 on Facebook.
Yeah. So, yes.
But you can also search Absurd Entertainment.
Yep. We got a whole plethora.
Instagram and Twitter, Absurdity 69. Mm-hmm. Patreon. Please support us.
Absurd. Click the link in the top.
Support us. And please hit that bell so you can get notifications when we're uploading.
On Spotify.
YouTube, Spotify.
Follow button.
Mm-hmm. Tell your friends. Tell your family.
Yep. Share it with everyone. Sure.
If you it's like
only
us,
way we grow.
Listen,
tell your friends. Tell your family. If you don't like us, tell your friends. Tell your family.
I don't care if you have to make an alt account on Instagram. Just make an alt account and then click share every time you listen to an episode, and then just post it on your Instagram.
Your bare ass Instagram with no followers. Exactly. Just so we have the algorithm.
Just put us in there.
Yeah.
Put us in, Coach. Anyways, bye.
Toodaloo.
Yeah. Toodles.
Bye.
And out.
Okay, he's going to go full movie theater over here.
What you got? They're
pistachios. Ooh,
I'll take
they're hot. Yeah. Ooh, they're
hot. Oh, you got hot nuts? Chili roast. I'm good. That's good. Thank you.
Let me feel your hot
chili
nuts.
Roast. He has hot nuts.
Chili roast
hot
nuts.
Pistachios.
Mm. Damn, bro, you got tasty hot nuts.
They're a little salty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They are, yeah.
But oats are delicious.
And they fit right in my hand. It's so nice.
Sorry, listeners.
Sorry, listeners. We'll give them some of Luke's spicy, ASMR. Tasty nuts.
Mm. Mm. Good though. Mm. Good as hell.